This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House says North Korea fired short-range missiles this past weekend, just days after the sister of Kim Jong-un threatened the United States and South Korea for holding joint military exercises. The missile tests, which were confirmed by two senior Biden administration officials who briefed reporters on condition of anonymity, also come as North Korea has ignored offers from the new administration to resume negotiations. The officials downplayed the significance of the missile test and said the Biden administration remains committed to resuming talks with North Korea. The U.S. and Mexico discuss immigration in high-level meetings. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
With a surge of migrants arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border, a U.S. delegation was in Mexico City Tuesday for a series of meetings with Mexican counterparts. The sides were discussing immigration and regional development. President Joe Biden is coming under increasing pressure to formulate a plan to deal with the border crisis, especially unaccompanied children. Most of the migrants are coming from the so-called Northern Triangle countries of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Biden has spoken of sending $4 billion in development aid to the region. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United Nations, United States, Russia, and European Union have met virtually to discuss relaunching the long-stalled effort to get Israel and the Palestinians to negotiate a two-state solution to their decades-old conflict. Envoys for the four Mideast mediators, known as a quartet, said they discussed returning to meaningful negotiations that will lead to a two-state solution, including tangible steps to advance freedom, security, and prosperity for Palestinians and Israelis. There have been no substantive Israeli-Palestinian peace talks since